Despite an easing of access to Gaza, the situation remains difficult as a result of the ongoing Israeli blockade of the territory, according to the UN Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA. The people of Gaza, the agency adds, are subjected to collective punishment, which it calls an illegal act under international law. UNRWA's Deputy Commissioner General, Margot Ellis, says the blockade also affects the agency's reconstruction efforts in Gaza.
Out of a $667 million reconstruction plan, UNRWA has been able to complete 22 projects worth some $22.5 million and is presently working on implementation of further projects worth some $115 million. This is a sizable amount and reflects good progress made, but dozens more schools and thousands of homes still need to be built.
The bulk of the money appealed for is to help meet the needs of Palestinians to survive, explains Margot Ellis.
80% of the requested funds will be used to promote food security, cash assistance, and job creation programs. A sizable portion of our appeal also aims to protect the rights of refugees and improve their access to basic emergency health, water, sanitation, education, and temporary shelter.
The Deputy Commissioner General of UNRWA says in the West Bank, forced displacements, the expansion of Israeli settlements, and settler violence are taking a devastating toll on the communities.
Since the beginning of 2011, nearly 1,100 Palestinians, including 618 children, have been displaced due to demolitions in East Jerusalem and Area C. This compares with 606 Palestinians, including 297 children, displaced in 2010.
The launch of the UNRWA's appeal was done in Gaza, and Chris Gunness, the agency's spokesman, explains why this is important.
75% of UNRWA's emergency appeal is for Gaza. It makes perfect sense that we come to Gaza, the place where the emergency is most widespread, to launch this appeal. And we hope also that the eyes and ears of the world will be on Gaza. Things have really not improved significantly for many, many people. Yes, there is more construction. Yes, there are more jobs. But the fact is that the poorest of the poor, people who desperately rely on UNRWA in Gaza.
As humanitarian aid efforts continue in Gaza and the West Bank, the United Nations has been stressing the need for a final settlement to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Derek Mbata, United Nations.